This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. And I love being on Lindell TV with the great folks over there, and we appreciate them very, very much. Good afternoon, good evening, America, on what is a very special occasion. If you're looking for Wayne Allen Root, you've got to wait another 24 hours. He will be right here tomorrow night at the same bad time, same bad channel. Looking forward, I'm sure, chomping at the bit to get back on the air with all of the stories I'm sure he's going to share with you as he was down in Mar-a-Lago for the last couple of days. So he'll be back to tell you stories of, I guess, just treasure and glory and everything associated with having a big win on Super Tuesday down there with the Trumpster in Florida. So tonight, though, is, well, it's a very, very interesting night. Now, I'm running around ragged, was in hair and makeup a little while ago, as you guys can tell on Lindell TV. So that took me a long time getting in the chair. I really had to tease my hair up to get it to look the way I like. But anyway, speaking of teasing your hair up to get it to look the way they like, I mean, tonight is the night for President Joe Biden and the State of the Union, which I think's a little late. I think this is the latest State of the Union, possibly in the history. I'd have to go back and look at that, but that's my guess. Yeah, Christopher's going to take care of that. And it's just well-timed right after Super Tuesday when both candidates are announced. Now, they say it's not going to be a, well, let's say a, you know, sort of a stump speech as he's out on campaign, but you can rest assured, I'm sure he will try to insinuate some things involving Trump, although they say he won't mention his name once tonight. Here's the question. Pop the popcorn, get ready, sit down. I had this epiphany today, and I want to share it with you all again since we're on the telly right now on the internet and all the great stations across the country. I want to share it with you again. So I normally look at Biden and I think to myself, because I do love the country so much, I think to myself, I don't want him to collapse and fail. And I think I've changed my mind on that, because I think America needs to see, A, and they need him out. They need him out of the way. B, is they need to see 8 months, 7 months of the second banana, Kamala Harris, and just the laugh fest that would be. Dangerous, yes. Dangerous to the nation without question, but almost like a Saturday Night Live skit for 7 months, like a running Saturday. Not Biden's already that Saturday Night Live gag, but this might even be worse, Kamala Harris in charge. I was thinking about that. And, you know, maybe I am rooting for a collapse tonight. Maybe I do have the popcorn popped. I've had enough of this administration. I've had enough of this puppet regime being run by the Obama cronies behind the scenes. I'm tired of it. I want the country to go in a new direction. We are heading into oblivion right now. And this president in front of America tonight, I completely expect a bundle of screw-ups by him, a couple of stares off into space, shuffling around for sure. And, you know, it's funny. Everyone keeps sending me the meme or the video of Nancy Pelosi ripping up Donald Trump's speech. And the more I think about them, the more infuriated I am. I've written multiple columns about the respect of this night, because this is really a big deal. And even though I can't stand this president, I think he's as phony as the day is long. I think he's shallow. I think he's corrupt. I think he might be the biggest crook in the history of the country, how much money he has siphoned off in his 50 years in politics. All that pushed aside, there is a certain amount of respect that should be paid to the office of President of the United States. Now, maybe I'm not the guy to pay that respect, but I still do try to do my best to pay some sort of semblance of respect, even though I don't respect the person in the suit who's going to be behind the microphone tonight giving this speech, all hopped up on whatever it is that they're going to hop him up on. That remains to be seen as far as how far and deep he can get into the speech. But I do think there should be some level of respect for the office. Okay, that being said, I'm rooting, I think, for a colossal fail. I've done a 180. I didn't want this in the beginning, but every day I wake up and every day I see the results of this administration. And I'm talking about the economics, about the morale, about military, about everything and anything that you can think of that's associated with this administration has failed. I was really thinking today, what is he going to talk about? What success is he going to give you tonight? What, that he tried to get the student loan thing passed and that blew up in his face? Or he's going to go after credit card fees? That's going to be what he talks about today? I can't imagine what he's going to tell you. Nobody is buying Bidenomics. Nobody thinks that their life is better economically today than it was 4 years ago, 8 years ago. It's impossible. I'm still paying twice what I was 3 years ago for food, the same food. And they'll say, well, inflation's coming down. It was 8%+. Now it's 3. Now I'm supposed to be happy with that? It's the oldest shell game in the book. So I was trying to think about, what are they going to tell me? What can they possibly tell me about his first 3 years in office that is positive? And I pick up the paper today. I look through some things. And I run across yet another story about illegal immigration that I have to share with you guys. And as I'm going through this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Judicial Watch is reporting the latest annual report that enforcement arrests nearly doubled in a year in which thousands of criminals were apprehended, including dozens of known suspected terrorists. Nearly half of the illegal immigrants arrested in the United States in 2023 had multiple criminal charges. This is incredible. So half of the people that come into this country and commit crimes already have committed crimes in other countries, which means we're letting criminals in. In the fiscal year 2023, which ended in September, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, arrested 170,590 illegal immigrants inside the country. Almost half of them had criminal records. The criminal aliens had an average of 4 charges and convictions each, including more than 33,209 charges or convictions for assault, 7,500 for weapons offenses, 1,700 for homicide-related crimes, 1,615 for kidnapping, 3,406 for suspected gang members. 139 were suspected terrorists, 7 for human rights violations, 108 foreign fugitives wanted by their government for crimes including homicide, rape, terrorism, and kidnapping. Some others, there were a bunch of DUIs, assaults, sexual assaults, weapons offenses. Thousands arrested migrants stole vehicles, were charged with burglary, etc., 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 etc. Is he going to talk about that tonight? Will Biden mention immigration? He'll mention it. Of course, he's going to blame the Republicans for this, which is the biggest con job maybe in the history of politics. Somewhere along the line tonight, this politician will turn to the camera and he will say the Republicans are the reason why there is such chaos at the border. When he invited all these people in 4 years ago, he told them to come if he became president, and they came. He has the ability right now to put an end to it. He stopped all of Trump's initiatives and all of his initial ideas about the border. With one swipe of the pen, he got rid of all of those presidential things. And all of a sudden, now it became open warfare on the border. southern border. But tonight, I promise you, he will absolutely turn to the camera and say that. And in addition to some of the things that, you know, we've already talked about, we may have even talked a little bit about this last night, but I know I talked about it earlier. According to the Federalist, you realize now, this is how nuts this country is. L.A. in Los Angeles right now. Los Angeles is so desperate to be the most woke place on the planet. They are now allowing, listen to this, illegal aliens, to become law enforcement. That's right. According to the Federalists, the same criminals are going to be allowed to carry a firearm in order to enforce the laws upon citizens who are here legally. As the Federalists put it, illegal presents foreigners who don't have the constitutional right to bear arms but can arrest and even disarm a citizen who does. Known criminals are now being hired as police officers in L.A. Can't make this up, man. And again, one other immigration thing I'll get off for now for a while. A Biden administration admits flying 320,000 migrants secretly into the U.S. to reduce the number of crossings at the border. That according to the latest report. Oh, and a Washington state trooper was killed by an illegal immigrant with a huge criminal history. That according to ICE. Those are some of the things. So maybe, you know, Biden will talk about that tonight. Probably not. If he does talk about immigration, it certainly will be a spin to blame it on the Republicans. All right, we have a great hour in store for you. Again, Mike DeFrance is running for Congress here in Connecticut. Very smart guy, military guy. We'll chat with him about some of the things going on, national security and some immigration with him as well. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV.
This is Wayne Allen Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allen Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of Nocovidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back, USA Audio and the Lindell TV. Thanks for joining us, Wayne Allen Root. We'll be back tomorrow, which will be great for everybody. He's got, I'm sure, tons and tons and tons of stories hanging out. I saw a picture of him with the president, Donald Trump, down at Mar-a-Lago. Big giant smiles on their faces, drinking mimosas, I think. Actually, I don't think I don't think Wayne even touches alcohol either. So I know Donald doesn't. So all of us are alcohol free. This is weird, right? The three of us don't. So maybe. Maybe we're kindred spirits. Anyway, you know, I saw this. I'm just going to spend a second on this because I don't want to. It'll take too long for us to dive into this. But there's, again, just really quickly, amid the worsening immigration crisis, Democrats obstruct efforts in the House to detain violent illegal criminals. Why? Somebody out there across the country, please email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. Tell me. Please, why any elected official or anybody who is running a town or a city or a state for that matter, why would they be an advocate for obstructing the detention of violent criminals or obstructing the detention of criminals, period? Who would want to do that? Why would you be on the side of lawlessness ever? Like, what is the purpose of that? You know, is it, you can't be looking for voters, are you? I mean, I would think most of the people who are lifetime career criminals aren't taking the time to vote. What's the reason behind wanting to put the public in jeopardy? Over and over and over and over again. Again, we've been talking about the illegal immigration situation, and there's no question that puts everybody in jeopardy because you've pushed a whole bunch of unknown factors into the mix, into the equation. So you are going to get a spike in illegal activity. Okay, well, you can say that, well, I guess the Democrats are looking for long-term voters. We can have an argument about that. But like, why would anybody do this? And it happens over and over and over again. It happens everywhere. Again, I've been doing this a long time. Here in Connecticut, it's constant. They constantly coddle criminals, lifetime criminals, violent criminals. And I know what happens in other states. I know what's going on. Oh, well, the stock answer is, well, there's no room in the prisons. We'll build more prisons. I went into this earlier today. I went into the amount of money that we have thrown away in this country is staggering since 2000. Mind-blowing. Think about, we've added $25 trillion to the national debt since about the year 2000, somewhere around there, $25 trillion, give or take a trillion or two. Do you understand how much good we could have done with that money here in the United States? What we could have accomplished with $25 trillion. All of the things that the progressives want, they could have gotten. Everything. Every social program imaginable. Every food program, every after-school program, it all could have been there. You could have kept the military exactly the same. The city streets would be, you'd be able to eat off them. It would be almost futuristic. You could have, literally, we could have spent $1 trillion developing a bullet train if that's what you wanted. Infrastructure, we could have paved the streets with gold, for God's sake, for $25 trillion. And where is it? Where is that money? Poof, gone. Nobody has any idea. Sure, $6 trillion in COVID, how much here, how much have we given away to other countries? But just sit around one day and think about that. Like, what we could have accomplished with $25 trillion. Imagine if we were in debt for $32 trillion, but we had bullet trains all over the place and the streets were clean. There was no homelessness. And our education system was top level, top notch. 100%. We were top of the rung everywhere. With reading and writing and all of it. What do we have anyway? We're $33, $34 trillion in debt and we've got nothing to show for it. Nothing. And it's incredibly disappointing. And we could have had built another 100 prisons and kept the hardcore criminals at bay. No excuses for that. It's amazing to me. It's frustrating. Because I was thinking about that, I really thought about that a lot today. I talked about this on my own morning show today. For about a half hour, but I thought about it the rest of the day. Like, what this country would have looked like if you had not just blanked away $25 trillion, and given it, or stolen, got it stolen. It's really disappointing. All right, listen, we're going to switch gears, and we're going to bring on a friend to my show. He's running for Congress here in Connecticut, but it's not simply a Connecticut issue we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about national security, some immigration stuff. He's a very smart guy, again, Navy veteran, and he's running for Congress. And we'll get to some of the things he's thinking about here in just a couple of seconds. Again, you're listening again to the USA Audio Network, and we are on Lindell TV as well. Stick around. We'll be right back, everybody.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
USA Audio Network and Lindell TV. Before we get to our next guest, the sponsor of this segment is GotTruthAmerica.com. Tune in this Monday, March 11th for the beginning of our live interview series, Behind Enemy Lines. And they'll be speaking with Nick Fiorillo, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette. That's interesting. Former general manager of the Boston Red Sox. They'll be sharing all the stories from the most corrupt courtroom in America. You'll be blown away with all of their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of his data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. So also, you'll see all kinds of different interviews, and they'll share the one-in-a-billion encounter at the Cannes, France, a film festival with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger, and that was in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof that Whitey Bulger is not dead. Tune in this Monday, March 11th at 7:30 Eastern and 4:30 Pacific for this interview that will blow your mind. Again, it's GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Donald Trump and all of us patriots. Go right now to GotTruthAmerica.com. Speaking of truth, my next guest has been running for Congress here the last couple of cycles, and that is in Connecticut. And he is a former Navy officer, and we always appreciate his time. Mike Francis joining us. Mike, thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Listen, I want to get to some of the very important issues at the southern border. We've talked about this often. And the southern border, essentially, we talk about the security at the southern border, but you've mentioned this many times. Southern border security is national security, correct?
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing more important than defining your country than your borders. And without them, you do not have a country. And when you look at it from a national security perspective, we are seeing hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people come in that we do not know what they're here for or what their agenda is, which impacts the potential national security interests here. And recently, and you talked about earlier tonight, the Biden administration has flown over 300,000 people in 2023 into this country. We don't even know where they are. And that is another, and the reason they have told us or not told us where they are is supposedly because of national security.
So, Mike, how do they get away with that? I mean, how can you can fly in 300,000 plus people, do an end around on the southern border security? What, you know, there is really no southern border security, but how do you do an end around and have people just fly in here? What would be the purpose of that?
Well, according to the article in the UK Daily News that reported on this, the reason that President Biden changed the policy in January of 2023 was because they were tired of getting beat up about the number of migrants coming across the southern border. So they decided to do it a different way. And lo and behold, as they say, there's an app for everything. Well, Border Patrol has an app, and there's an app for that. And they expanded the use of it for people in foreign countries to request asylum. And if they request asylum, then Customs and Border Patrol will get on a plane and come down and pick you up and hand deliver you somewhere in the United States, and we don't know where that is.
Mike France, congressional candidate here in Connecticut. Mike, tell everybody, you know, I know you know this, you know, backwards and forwards, but maybe a lot of people don't know it, you know, the idea about asylum. Asylum is very specific. And can you tell everybody here across America how the Biden administration and these folks are getting in here skirting this idea of asylum?
Yeah, asylum in a very simple way is you're seeking asylum, whether it be economic or in fear of your life, from a country. But the minute you leave that country, you're no longer in danger. So effectively, you don't get to wander the world and pick the country to drop into. And what we're seeing is reportedly over 160 different countries have sent people over here, and they landing in Central America or in Mexico and then walking north. Well, once they have escaped their country, they are no longer in danger and the asylum there. So the process should be one of two ways. Either they apply for asylum at an assembly, at an embassy in their country, or wherever they land first is the place that they seek asylum. Not to, as I said, to wander the world and pick the lottery, if you will, and come to the United States.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Biden and his executive orders got rid of some of Trump's executive orders, basically day one, and that sort of enabled some of these folks to actually claim this asylum, right? I mean, because there's no longer a stay in Mexico rule, and some of the other things were sort of whisked away on day one, right?
Very true. And we heard President Trump earlier this evening talk on this very issue and say exactly what that he had provided the strongest border and his most secure border we'd had in many years. And on day one, President Biden decided to reverse everything that President Trump had done. And the effect of that was to open the border. And in fact, even before he was inaugurated, President Biden was telling people around the world to come to the border because he was going to let them in. That is not what the intent of immigration is. That is not the asylum process. And then once you get them here, we don't have the resources to deal with their asylum claims. That's why it was so important under the previous administration to have the Remain in Mexico policy, because while they're sitting in Mexico, then you can adjudicate whether they are legitimate asylum claims or not. And on average, only about 10% of the people that claim asylum have legitimate claims. So this whole process has been an abomination to the rule of law, both international law related to asylum as well as our own immigration policy and immigration laws that Secretary Mayorkas and the Biden administration are completely ignoring.
We're talking again to congressional candidate Mike France. Before we get too deep into this, Mike, can you tell everybody the website that they can go to find out more about you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. VoteMikeFrance.com. You can go there and find out more about my background and what we're doing and make a contribution. If you're tired of people wandering across our border because of this administration and my opponents' support of that, then make a contribution to it so we can get that message out. Once again, VoteMikeFrance.com is the website.
So before you came on, I was talking about some staggering numbers about the actual number of people arrested here who are illegal, and half of them have been confirmed to already have committed multiple crimes in the past, whether it's crimes in their own country or crimes here. You know, I think the average was 4 prior arrests to everybody who's coming in. And we're talking about half of the people in this country that have been arrested have a prior record. So, you know, I understand that there's this tugging at the heartstring idea, and even I fall for it. I'm sure most of America falls for it. We want people to find a better life. We're sons and daughters of immigrants. That's how this country was built. But you can't just ignore the fact that when you just let this many people in, there are going to be a percentage of really bad actors, gang members, terrorists, you know, rapists and murderers, Mike. And I think there's going to be an explosion of crime on the horizon. It's just coming. What are your thoughts on, let's say, the next 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, as far as crime goes in this country?
I think you're going to see a substantial increase directly related to the migrants that are coming over, because it's reported that the countries that are emptying their jails. It was reported earlier this week that Venezuela's jail population has gone down. Where do you think they've come? Now, if those things are true, those bad actors are going to come here, and they're literally going to have no consequences to them because we're seeing it. You have a illegal immigrant arrested because of a felonious crime, and they're released on their own recognizance, promising to come back. And then they almost immediately commit another crime. And we've seen that with the incident with the young lady in Georgia, Lake and Riley. That incident should never have happened, because that illegal immigrant had already been arrested and should have been held. But instead, our law enforcement in certain areas are not honoring the ICE retainers, and they're not turning them over to ICE so that they can be sent out of this country. Instead, they're putting the residents of this country at risk. And for those that don't think about it, it is coming to your backyard if things don't change. You know, who would think that Georgia would have a problem when the southern border is, two-thirds of the country away? But that's the practical reality of what we're seeing. I see that there's nothing going to decrease this, because the Biden administration policies are doing nothing to abate the people coming across the border, nor are they doing anything to ensure that the people that are in this country illegally are facing any consequences, frankly, for any laws that they break. And frankly, they don't have any respect for our laws, because they didn't come here to be citizens. They came here to take all the free money that the Biden administration is giving them on their claims of asylum, treating them, frankly, better than our veterans, better than our citizens. And that is not how our country was built. And the immigrants that came here, that is not appropriate.
United States congressional candidate and United States Navy veteran Mike France is joining us here on the USA Audio Network and Lindell TV, and we appreciate Mike carving out some time. One more from, maybe two more if we have time. There was a bunch of Haitians that were caught on some fishing boat, and there's a lot of bad actors coming out of Haiti as well. Maybe the highest crime rate in the entire planet is in Haiti, so we can look probably for that to come. But I want to ask you about the, I guess there was, a couple of hundred Chinese nationalists that have recently been confirmed to have either come over the northern border, Mike, or at least some of them had gotten arrested. A percentage of those had gotten caught and arrested. What are your thoughts on the northern border security, and how does China play into this?
Well, the same challenge is there because you have the same issue of basically an open border. There's no barrier, if you will, that's there on the northern border. The reason it's less so generally is just the weather. That is what drives people there. But there have been reports over the last several years of people from China flying into Canada. So it's not surprising that they would then come across the northern border into our country.
Mike, you want to stick around one more segment? Because I want to get your opinion on what you think is going to happen tonight with the State of the Union address.
Absolutely.
All right, hang in there. We'll come right back with Mike France, get his opinion on where he thinks Joe Biden is going to take the country in about an hour and 14 minutes. We'll see what happens with that. But Mike France, congressional candidate, we'll talk with him a little bit more. If you guys want to email me, leelcradio@gmail.com. Love to hear from you wherever you might be listening or watching the show this evening. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll take a short time out. We'll come right back. Again, you're listening to the USA Audio Network, Lindell TV.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root. I'm so proud and excited to bring you the most powerful 1-2-3 punch ever from our sponsor, SpikeWarrior.com. As more information comes out about what's really in those vaccines, and the news gets worse every day, the single most asked question I get from my fans and friends is, what can I do to protect my health and restore my immune system? I got the jab. I feel like I have a ticking time bomb in my body. Now I've got the answer. What started with patent-pending Nocovidium is now triple the power. It's now a remarkable three-step protocol to remove toxins, repair your health, and restore your immunity and DNA stability. This is how you take control of your health and flush dangerous spike proteins out of your body forever. And the genius is in using the power of the human body to heal. It's 100% natural. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Go to SpikeWarrior.com to get all three products, remove, repair, and restore for 50% off. Only for my fans. Triple the power for half the price. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. Use promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day, our brave military men and women.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Lindell TV, USA Audio Network. I guess the president just departed the White House. Weird, though. He's on a moped with a big helmet heading over. You know, you're driving over there on a moped. You figure you'd be part of a, you know, cavil. Never mind. Hey, this segment is being brought to you by COVID Litigation, the COVID Litigation Conference. The litigation coming out of the COVID era is booming. From hospital negligence to product liability, employment cases, and parental rights. There's a demand for more lawyers. So if you're a lawyer, join all of us at the COVID Litigation Conference, although I won't be there. It's, it'll be tonight and tomorrow night, so you still have time at the Horseshoe Hotel in Las Vegas. At this conference has been approved by for 12 and a half hours of continuing legal education. So if you've got to go out there and get more education in Nevada and California, you can use this. That's 12 and a half hours for all Nevada and California attorneys. Whether you're a seasoned litigator or just starting out, firms leading this conference have cases just pouring in. Favorable developments in this space are turning the tide, and that's what's needed, and you're needed. More lawyers just like you. Register now for the COVID Litigation Conference in Vegas and take advantage of a special offer, 50% off the price of registration with the promo code WAYNE. Go to COVIDlitigation.com. Actually, you probably have time to get over there today. That's COVIDlitigation.com, and enter the promo code WAYNE. Get checked out, 50% off your registration. All right, back to our guest, Mike France, congressional candidate here in the state of Connecticut. Always a great guest on my morning show. Mike, real quick, if you can, what do you suspect is going to be the theme tonight from Joe Biden and the State of the Union?
I think the theme is going to be two things. One is President Biden is going to try and claim that everything's headed in the right direction on the economy and other things, and his policies are working. And this is an example of what the Democrats do. They create a problem, turn around and blame the Republicans for the problem they created, and then they get a bipartisan bill, quote unquote, and then when that doesn't pass, they blame the Republicans again, and then what that bill, though, does is codify in law, effectively, the failed policies and the problem that they created. And the second thing I think they're going to do is flip around and bring up immigration, and if only the Republicans in the House would passed the bill that was a bipartisan bill in the Senate. But that doesn't solve the problem. Once again, it codifies the problem in law of the immigrant. It would allow, based on the numbers, 5,000 per day was what was advertised. That's 1.5 million people coming across the border. That doesn't secure the border at all. And I think that's the two things that we're going to hear out of the president. And neither one of them is true. And I think the people are waking up to that. And certainly the polling out there has indicated they understand that the policies of this administration are harming them and that change needs to happen. And this is where we need. This is where we're headed.
I certainly hope you're right with that second part. I hope the public does wise up. I'm always concerned about that when they flip the script and do a 180. I'm always concerned that the the sheep out there just follow right along with their party and never really do the due diligence themselves and figure it out. And I'm watching some of the video above my my right shoulder, and a lot of pro Hamas protesters are out there ready to disrupt some of the State of the Union. So that could get interesting before Biden actually gets into the chamber. Mike, tell everybody one more time where they can find out more about you.
And go to votemikefrantz.com and make a donation to the campaign so you can take out my opponent, who, frankly, he is a radical progressive who votes with Biden 100% of the time. And we need to take him out and replace him with somebody who's going to look after the people and serve the people of Eastern Connecticut and the people of this country. Once again, votemikefrantz.com.
All right, Mike, you're always, those folks, we have a bunch of stations in Connecticut that are getting this. Are you going anywhere? You going to be appearing anywhere this week? A lot of people like to get a chance to sort of come out and press the flesh a little bit and meet you and talk to you. It's always, it's always interesting to watch people, their reaction to you when they get a chance to meet you because you're a wealth of knowledge. You going to be anywhere this weekend specifically?
Yeah, I will be. I'll be up in the Willimantic area, Know the Farmer Day up there, and a couple of the winter farmers markets in Coventry and Windham will be out over the weekend.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike. I always appreciate you coming on. Very good, man.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, buddy. Mike Frantz, again, a great congressional candidate, definite 100% conservative, and not only him, but many, many, many more like him have to be championed, and we got to try to get them in office. And this is going back to something that I talked about. Was it Tuesday? I think it was Tuesday. If you are listening to me, wherever you might be, and you're frustrated, and you want to change the way the Republican Party in particular does business, there's chapters forming. There was a chapter here in Connecticut that they call themselves the Connecticut Republican Assembly, the Republican wing of the Republican Party. Wherever you're listening to me tonight, I mean, if you're frustrated with the way your state has been, presenting different candidates, maybe you don't like it. Maybe you think they're, too middle of the road. Maybe you want more conservative people. Start up a group yourself. It's amazing when patriots get together how much power they can actually have, what they can achieve. It's really, really special and remarkable. As I said before, the people that I saw on Monday night, this week actually, Monday night, just regular, hardworking, American middle-class people. And they were just banding together as this group grew from 10 to 50. Who knows, next time they get together, 500, 5,000, 50,000 strong across the country. That's how movements happen. And, you can make that difference. You can be an agent of change. You just got to take the first step, or you got to have the confidence to do it. You got to grab your neighbor, your wife, your brother, your sister, and say, let's do this. Let's stand up for what we believe in. Anyway, I want to thank Wayne for allowing me to hang out with all of you for the last 3 days. Thank all the folks at Lindell TV. Thanks all the folks at the USA Audio Network, everybody except for Chris. And you guys have a fantastic, a fantastic day. And Wayne will be back tomorrow. Enjoy yourself. We'll see you down the road.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.